and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. An updated indictment against former President Donald Trump for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. It was filed by special counsel Jack Smith as a response to the Supreme Court's ruling granting immunity to acts taken as president. This indictment focusing on Donald Trump, the candidate, not the president, says ABC legal contributor Chana Lloyd.
It's going to be really interesting because this is going to boil down to how people see these acts and what was actually done. These modifications were done to ensure that the Supreme Court's ruling was respected.
Israel launching a large-scale military operation in the occupied West Bank. At least 9 Palestinians were killed. Those in the city of Jenin fearful of a broadened Middle East war. AT&T cell phone customers in at least 4 states unable to get service on Tuesday, some without 911 connections for hours. AT&T says it was a software issue that's been resolved. The mosquito-borne triple E virus responsible for the death of a 44-year-old man in New Hampshire this week. This is ABC News. 6 people now under arrest in kidnapping in Connecticut. It's a weird story. ABC's Marcus Solis says the victims were house hunting in Danbury when a van rear-ended their Lamborghini and the couple was taken.
Surveillance video shows the van racing down Clapboard Ridge Road Sunday, at one point going across the double yellow line, nearly hitting an oncoming Subaru driven by Carly Batista.
Literally, if I didn't swerve, he would have hit me like on the driver's side, like head on. And with how fast like the car was going, I probably would have ended up in the ICU or something.
That van eventually crashed, the suspects taking off on foot. But inside the vehicle, Danbury police found a husband and wife in their 50s with duct tape around their hands and feet.
And with the opening ceremonies of the Paralympics in Paris set to start in a few hours, the Olympic Organizing Committee in France now says 2 million tickets have been sold for the Games, including 1 million sold in just the last month. More than 4,000 athletes from around the world will be taking part. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will not take up a case from a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, at least not yet. The group was trying to bypass the appellate court and go straight to the state's highest judiciary. Voss is one of the state's most powerful Republicans. He's been targeted by both Democrats and supporters of Donald Trump. And we're only about a week away from the first day of school for many Wisconsin kids. That means you'll see tons more buses on the road. Melissa Kay has a refresher on some basic bus safety.
You can do your part to help keep our kids safe. When the yellow lights are flashing on a school bus, slow down and prepare to stop. When red lights are flashing, vehicles need to stop from both directions until students are out of the roadway and the lights go off.
For most public school districts across Wisconsin, the first day of class is after Labor Day. Many of them begin Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit 2 home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit 3 of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a hot night at AmFam Field.
I think guys were a little warm and sweating profusely, but I think both teams did a nice job. I thought it was a fairly well-played game, and I thought I love the way we competed.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to nine in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of three games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a sixth-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning with a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 74. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79. With rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Could be some heavy rain, too, with a half inch or more possible. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that dark money groups are spending millions to hire paid canvassers in Wisconsin on behalf of Donald Trump? I'll tell you all about it next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you.
Nice to be back in the studio, right? I mean, this is great.
Last night was the hottest night I've ever experienced in Green Bay.
Really?
It was, yeah, about 6 o'clock. It was incredibly hot. I actually took some nice, I see a nice picture.
No.
All right, hang on. I'll get it for you in a second here. Yeah, it was so hot. It was unbelievable. Here, let me just show you this. I should have gone walk to the bridge, but I was too lazy. Look at this picture.
Oh, yeah, the sky.
Is that beautiful?
Yeah, it's beautiful. The orange sky. I think you're showing me a picture of yourself walking. Oh. Okay, no, oh. The sky, that's
you
great.
You want one of those?
No, not at all. Oh. That's a great...
Isn't
it was
beautiful?
So orange last night. Yes.
Yeah. I can you see that, Ty?
Isn't that something?
That's gorgeous? Awesome. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a beautiful night last night.
So anyway.
Fun day. Yes.
Todd, thank you. All your people from Civic Media, all the people from our hospitality company.
Simple Life.
Simple Life. Yeah. What a fun day we had yesterday at their house.
Yeah, it was the Packer House on True Lane, and that was really focused on the NFL draft. It's amazing how much is going on, right? And even in the paper today, there's even more opportunities for people. So,
you know,
and Simple Life, and we'll talk about your friend
as
well.
Yeah, I was just going to get onto that. Oh. Yeah, no, go ahead.
But I just want to say that it was almost like a resourceful show yesterday. There's just, you know, people listen and I can do this, I can do that. So it was great to have Aaron Popke on. I mean, he's kind of the focus from the Green Bay Packers. But, you know, even this, what is this, this Zarvan private driving services. I mean, they're going to pick up some business. Just a lot of things that are going on. And of course we focused on the rental.
I'm not even kidding now. I'm going to look into being like an Uber driver.
Well, that's
a transport
what this kid's
guy.
Doing.
I know. That's going to be such a major aspect.
Yeah.
Remember when I asked that question and they said, no, it's got to be almost all, you know, transportation, public transportation, or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to look into driving.
Yeah.
What?
You're not a great driver, but yeah, that'd be fun. You know, you gotta be careful.
I'm not a great driver.
You're not.
How do you know that? You've never driven with me.
Something tells me I did one time.
I don't think you did. By the way, I'm so excited. I got my car to salvage.
Yeah, where's your car? And then where's Todd's car? Where's my car?
What do you mean by that?
Well,
oh, don't even give me that. You lose your car every time I've gone with
Johnny.
You
I'm not talking about
your car
was banged up, and it's because of accidents. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that wasn't my fault.
Okay, the pole just jumped out at you. Okay, anyway, tell me.
I didn't know my car had a blind spot.
Back to my point.
Okay.
That's
caution, from Back to the Future with Biff.
Yeah.
Biff, you kind of banged out my car. I didn't know it had a blind spot. You should have told me it had a blind spot. I didn't know. You can't blame me. I'm excited about this. But I want to tell you guys about
I want to caution you a little bit on being an Uber driver or Lyft driver, because I think if I drive, I'm just going to be an independent, because then you can put a tip jar there. And I don't think Uber and Lyft let you do that, right?
Can't have a tip jar, but
you can
tip. You no, you can't, but you can tip on the app.
Right, but then, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that, yeah. Because you're going to make it on tips.
Can I just say I accept cash?
No, they don't let you do that.
I'll put a little sign. I'm okay. I'm not a firm believer in doing exactly the way the rules are.
No,
know what I mean?
I got an idea for you. Mino's Cash Cab.
There you go.
I love it.
And it's everything's cash.
I love it.
Boom.
I love it.
That's cool.
I love it. I love it. I love it. It's kind of here's the way I look at life. Okay, when you buy some aspirin. Actually, I bought some sinus stuff finally to try to break this thing, okay? And it says take, you know, 2 capsules every 8 hours. Okay. That's for like your 78-year-old grandma.
Actually, yeah.
Okay. I double.
You gotta without question. That stuff up.
I take 3 every 4 hours. Yeah. Instead of 2 every 8, I take 3 every 4.
Me too.
But eventually that's like for the general public.
It is. It's and as cautious as you can be.
Yes, exactly.
Because they don't want to get in trouble.
Don't get sued. Exactly. Right. That's the minimum.
So I don't pay attention to that either.
No.
Eventually, though, what science has to do is, you know, we've all got our own DNA. You just put in your DNA to tell you exactly what you need for your body.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah, we'll get to that someday. Okay. But right now, this stuff, adults over this, I mean, come on. There's 300 million of us.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah. So
someday, you'll just be able to put your little chip in, or you put your finger on there and tell you exactly what John Mino needs for sinus, exactly what he needs for high blood pressure, exactly
that'd be
what
awesome.
He needs for overweight, exactly what he needs for gout, exactly, you know, all that stuff you have.
Got a text here. Didn't Jim get tickets as mayor from the Green Bay Police Department?
For what? For like
speeding?
Speeding or something?
Yeah, who's that? Oh, yeah.
It said Donna.
Yeah. No, but I don't know if I'm going to drive for that. I might. If they have dedicated Uber lanes, I'm going to drive. I mean, dedicated, what am I looking for?
Mass transit?
Yeah, lanes. Yeah. That if we can drive, if we got to.
Yeah.
Then I will do it. But I don't want to sit in traffic and have the guy yelling
at me. I agree. But I'd tell them stories. I'd sing. I'd do all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. So me too. Yeah. Oh, man. Me?
I'd be all over it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When I was mayor.
I took a trip out to Los Angeles. It was a really quick one. Never been out there before. Okay. But went out and, you get out of the airport and you're waiting for a cab. And you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. And a guy comes up and goes, you know, you're waiting for a cab? I said, yeah. He goes, come with me. And so I didn't really think. I'm from Wisconsin, right? And it's me, my sister, and some other people. and Lisa Hale from our news department. And we just followed this guy.
Yeah.
Like, we walk a long way to a parking
lot.
Not knowing what's going on. And it turns out the guy was doing what Mino's thinking of doing, right?
Right.
But he could have killed us. Absolutely. He could have done anything. Right. We had no idea. But nicest guy. And we said, hey, can you pick us up tomorrow to get back on the plane? He's like, well, I'll be there. So,
I took a trip out to Baltimore to look at, they redeveloped their downtown.
Yeah, with the water.
This is unbelievable what they did. Cordish is the one who did that. So I went out to Baltimore.
Kind of a dangerous town though.
But
some people that live in went to the Naval Academy and off, you know what I mean? Not too far out. No, tough sections.
And statistically, demographics are tough in that city, but it's amazing what they've done. And then Cordish was a developer. We talked to them about building them all down. But anyway, this is my point. We flew out there. The guy picks us up in the airport, a cab driver, He talked about this is the stadium and the history. And did you know back here? And really gave us this like tour.
That's cool.
But I said to him after, I said, you know, which I gave him a good tip. I'm like, how did you know all that? He goes, well, we have to take a test.
Really?
We have to know the city and to get our license. So, of course, what do? I come back here and say we should do that here because, you know, we get some complaints from cabs once in a while. So I said, let's do that and make that part of the license because the license comes from the city. Let's give them not a difficult test, but, you know, a little bit, you know, not who's the mayor, but like how old is the city and we're the first settlement and all that. And, of course, our council voted that down because they just wanted to – it was such a – bad council back then, but it just, and that would have been so progressive. And Baltimore, like you said, they did that because they don't have a very good reputation. We have a stellar reputation here, you know? And anyway, I thought that was really cool that they did
that. I like
that
idea.
And Uber drivers, they do that on their own because of the tips.
Yeah. But okay. So anyway, first of all, we got a text here. It says, wanted to share, I ordered from Operation Coffee and it is fantastic.
Oh, good.
I loved his story, so I thought I'd give it a try, but now I'm a forever customer. Thanks for having him on the show, Mary. We had that young man on
a couple weeks ago.
Operation Coffee, based out of Kakana, starting up his thing.
Does he got a little baby now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd imagine.
I think so. I think she was about to have a baby when she was on, right?
Right. Yeah. It was like that day.
Yeah.
Right? She said, I might have to leave early.
Like, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful veteran helping other veterans. We want to do more with him.
Yeah.
Get him out. I want to promote him. Got another one here. Thanks for a great day yesterday. We appreciate your whole team. Michael from Simple Life Hospitality.
All right.
Michael, the pleasure was ours.
Yep.
That was the most fun day we've had in doing this show.
Long time. That's great.
And all the different people that came through.
Yeah. We get a...
Hope it worked out well for them.
Yeah, I think it will. I think people are very interested in that. And we talked about
one disappointing aspect. We know the owners. When they came by, we didn't know it was them. Our kids went to school with their kids and everything like that. And I said, hey, I could keep an eye on this for you.
You know, that lady thought you were she thought you were a little serious, and she's like listening to you, and I'm like, he's feeding you a line, but
Then I said, well, your husband said you'd give me the code.
Right.
I got some buddies from the UK coming down. Yeah. She's, oh, yeah, he did? Yeah, he did. And then I think you were like, yeah.
But what a beautiful house. The nicest, I mean, everybody in there was nicer than the next, but it was that was a cool event. And, of course, we ended with the Alzheimer's Walk, which we'll get to later.
You know what people loved to that car that came there?
Oh, that was cool.
Oh, was that a showstopper?
Yeah.
1950 Packard.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll let you drive that around for your cash cab.
That guy would make some. That guy could make some money.
Oh, I'm thinking now.
Now, that's, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I think that could be fun. And even if I would only drive, you know, after the show at 9 till, I don't know, 1 or 2. I'm not going to drive at night, but... I think we could, you know, you pick up an extra couple hundred bucks.
Absolutely. I'll do it. Got a text here. They should have ambassadors on the city bus for the draft and games. That's kind of true.
That
to
is
be
a great
idea.
You know, I'll tell you what.
I think that's a really good point.
Some commissioners on the transit commission, and I'll bring that up to them because I think.
We could be one of those.
Well,
we both could.
Well, now what they can do now, because. What they should do is they don't need ambassadors on the bus. They need the bus drivers to be ambassadors. And you can't drive a bus.
You know, you've been on those trips to like Hawaii and those tours.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody, you know, you got the driver, but then you got the other guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Kalauka, let me hear it, everybody.
I find you guys very annoying.
We'll get you guys little walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
Welcome to Green Bay.
And you can't hear because it's too loud and distorted.
Just so you know, when you say Alahu, you say it to us.
Everybody.
Okay, everybody now, come on. It means hello and goodbye. Did you know that?
Hate those.
Welcome to the islands.
I don't know those two.
But okay, who wants to get a lay? Oh, come on now, Grandpa there. I'm not talking. You know what I mean here. We got Shakella here. He's going to give you a lay.
Okay, we've all been on it.
We've all been on that bus.
I was on a tour one time. This is kind of funny. In Europe, and we were driving, and this lady, same thing. She was the lady talking, and the bus driver was the bus driver, although you can do one of the same. But she got done with the tour, and then she goes, I would just thank you for being on this tour. And, you know, I would be I would be very honored if you would show your appreciation. And some guy like, let's give her a round of applause. Everybody clapped. She meant a dip. Everybody clapped and got off the bus. She didn't get a nickel.
That is a good story.
That might be the best story you've ever told.
That
on
was
a show.
Funny. That was really funny. I mean,
that is a really good story.
Let's give her a round. And the guy was serious. You know, he was a nice guy.
Oh yeah, but yeah, they are annoying.
We gotta do better than that.
All right, Mind of the Mirror. We got a big show coming up for you. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and, of course, the Civic Media app. 67 degrees in Green Bay, 68 in Appleton, 71 in Oshkosh. What is the high for the last 2 days? What did you see as, like...
We hit 90, didn't we? 91? I think it was 90. It was 91 okay. In my car, but that's not always...
Well, I saw 8. When I walked the other day, I walked, like, from noon to 1 o'clock, and it started at 87, and when I finished, it was 89. And that's the highest I saw.
Yeah.
Did I have a sweat going, though? Oh, my God. It was unbelievable.
Idea.
It's phenomenal. I took my shirt off, and I just ringed it out on top of the bridge.
Oh, jeez.
People are honking. Hey.
Jump. Don't jump.
Girls coming by on their roller skates saying, hey, we'll see you later.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. Right. Okay. You know, I got to tell. Okay. So this is a true story. When I was walking that day, walking over the bridge here on the Nitschke Bridge. Hmm. Two ladies, you know, office workers out to take, you know, lunchtime, take a 20-minute walk or whatever. Good. You know, both attractive, you know, whatever. And some guy coming the way honks in his piece of crap car. And I even looked at him and went like this.
Give me a break.
Like, really?
I mean, come on.
You got a shot? Really? I put up my hands. I looked at him. I go, really? It's like, that just impressed them so much that they're gonna say, hey, come on back. Are you kidding me? What kind of a guy honks at women, like that, they're gonna score.
You never did ever.
Never in my life.
Even as a young man, well, you never did that.
Well, never.
You have to have the right car for one.
Yeah.
And that guy, you said,
get a piece of crap. Right.
You have to have a Super B or something. Something like that. Right?
That could work. That could work. Dodge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know, you know who I want to get on the show is Tom Izzo. Okay. Basketball coach at Green Bay, at Michigan State, because they're going to be playing up at Northern Michigan, which is kind of a cool thing. And I was at the game the last time they played 50 years ago in 1974.
Wow.
So that's going to be kind of cool. He's going back to his old school to play. They're actually holding it in the football stadium is the game. So
that's cool.
Really cool. So I mean, but here's the thing. Somebody told me this. And I'm going to ask him live on the air. He and Mariucci were roommates and everything, you know, both from Iron Mountain. Yep. Their last high school basketball game was against Nagani. As a matter of fact, got beaten in the UP finals. But anyway.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. But anyway, what they had, somebody told me they had something hooked up in their car where it was almost like a loudspeaker that would come through the thing. Oh, and they would make comments. Hey, lady.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we got to find out.
Let's ask him that.
We're going to ask him that question.
He'll deny it now.
Yeah. Got another text here. John would be yelling at the people to be quiet and listen to his stories.
You know,
that's not true.
The person who texted in earlier about the ambassadors on the bus. I want to say that we have some. The city has some bus drivers. Have you ever taken the bus to the game? You know, we have those.
The trolley?
No. There's just shuttles. You can pick it up at Stadium View. You can pick it. They have different things.
There's one right outside our door.
That picks up here. There's right one on the east side, west side, and they drop you off right at the game. They pick up it. Anyway.
Which I think is a great idea.
Those drivers are pretty entertaining.
Oh, I'll
bet. The city puts the best drivers, and they're funny, and we took it at Christmas because we didn't want to drive there. They had the kids and dressed up like Santa Claus. It was just really. I bet tourists thought, "What a great city!" You know. So,
I think we could.
And we're gonna have packed buses for that. So that's a good idea to make sure they're at least trained or have some kind of, promote the city but be funny too. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So anyway, so back to my story. So I take my car in yesterday to the salvage yard down in some little town I've never been in before off of 42 in Manitowoc County.
A lot of us trade our cars then, but you went to the salvage yard?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It would have cost between, at a $2,400 quote to get my front panel fixed. Okay. My window on the driver's side doesn't go down. That was going to cost over $300. I got some weird noise. I actually was concerned because I always checked to see if you got a catalytic converter because, you know, that's where the money come from, that it was gone because it made so much noise. Todd, I think I've talked to you while driving in my car. And I talked to my brother one day. He goes, are you in a helicopter? It made so much noise. One tire constantly goes flat, even though it's a new tire because there's something wrong with the wheel. So I had so many things that would have needed to be fixed. Okay. It was unbelievable. Right. But we're going to do a contest, Todd.
All right.
When I cleaned it out, you have to clean it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how many quarters did I find throughout my entire car? Because I'll tell you what I do sometimes. When I got when you'd get change back from a drive-thru, if you use whatever, I would throw it into my back, the floor of my back seat. Okay? I don't know why.
No.
But that's what I would do. Okay?
Doesn't seem real accessible, but yeah, okay.
I don't know. But here's the funny part. So I keep getting these warnings for different things in my car. So when I was at the thing yesterday, and the lady says, well, drive it over there and to the thing. I'm driving, and two different warning things went on. Extreme tire deflation, must check now, warning. And another thing for my engine. It's like, I'm just going to park
it. Here are the keys.
And here's the funny thing. I never noticed this the whole time I had this car. When you shut the car off and you open the door, the little thing pops up and says, goodbye. It's like,
no way.
Yes.
That's
it's like,
hilarious.
Oh my goodness, is this apropos?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is,
and what was your response?
But I was thinking, oh my gosh, if I was a little bit younger, maybe I'm still young enough to do this. You know what they're looking for, help wanted wise, that a job that I would love, like you can't believe?
At the junkyard?
Yeah. Crane operator.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be cool.
Tell me that wouldn't be a great job.
Yeah. Cops come out. I never heard the guy in there. You know, in the mafia.
Yeah. I didn't hear nothing. What are you talking about? Nothing in the trunk. I even checked the trunk. I didn't see nothing in there. Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about this. Maybe you're not the right person for that job.
I would love that job. I was just sitting there just mesmerized.
Yeah, that's cool.
Watching them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, I'd love to be a crane operator. Can you go to NWTC
I think
for
every
that?
Kid wants to be a crane
I know.
Operator, right?
But you know what? Every adult is, if you're a crane doing stuff, every adult stands and watches.
You know, that's just it. You know, when we, downtown here, we just had a lot of people watching construction.
Absolutely.
Just watching, like people like our age that would just sit and watch.
Yes.
And,
like, there's something
kind of
fascinating about
it. It's kind of a cool day to just watch these guys, you know, put up a building or take a building down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be cool. So where was this place? What is it?
B&B Metal Salvage. You take 42 down towards the town of Cleveland, past St. Nazian's.
Yeah.
It's some little town. You ever hear of a restaurant called the Smiling Moose?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's right by there.
Oh, that's...
So what's,
I know where that is. That Smiling Moose, that big chair you get a picture taken in. Yeah.
Okay.
Smiling Moose. Is it Newton? B&B Metal Processing?
Yeah,
Newton.
Generally, yeah.
That'd be Newton.
I mean, it's out in the country,
area.
But yeah, that would be...
I'm sure they're very concerned about leakage into the... land and the water supply.
I'm sure they are. I don't know about that, but I would love to work at that place. I'm not even kidding about that.
I can see that. That'd
yes.
be fun. And what you can't really do anything wrong because your job is just to destroy it.
Yeah,
you know
pretty
I mean?
Much.
It's not like nobody's going to complain like, oh, you didn't do it right. It's
yeah.
Like, just drop it.
Yeah.
Does it have the, did it condense it or was it the grinder?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think they took some stuff out first. The catalytic converter, obviously, which are worth like, couple hundred
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, something like that.
That's where they're all being stolen. Mm. You know, the plutonium or something?
I don't even know
what is it?
I'm not sure.
Some precious metal type thing. But anyways, just a great feeling to get rid of it. But Todd, can we do a quick contest?
Yeah.
Prize package. What have we got for a good prize, Todd?
Give them the money.
We've got...
Yeah.
No, we need that for parking,
yeah,
Jim.
We do. Hey, like I said, though, you know what's going to be really funny? Some of those are so sticky from, like, Mountain Dew spilling.
Yeah.
They might
give them the money.
Yeah, destroy the parking meters.
Well, we got to do the birthday song coming
okay.
up.
Oh,
and then
okay,
right
excellent.
After that, we'll get the contest going. Right.
Outstanding. Okay. Right. We got Len Nelson coming up, Ben and Deanna Malcor, Grace Hageman from the Croc Center, Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Fun show coming up.
Well, a man named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy, morning trouble. You see, you stand about 6'4".
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Farm Rescue, a nonprofit organization that provides free planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding assistance to farm families who have experienced a major illness, injury, or even natural disaster, has officially added Wisconsin to its growing list of service states. Dan Erdman, Marketing Program Manager at Farm Rescue, shares how they've gotten to this point to be able to expand since their inception in 2005.
We do work all across the Midwest. Like I said, it's nine states. And early on, it was immediately apparent that, you know, this is not an isolated need. There are families dealing with unexpected injuries, illnesses, or natural disasters across the country. You know, so when we have the resources available and volunteers and funding to expand our mission, that's always been a major goal. And Wisconsin is another great, you know, agriculturally driven state. It works well within our current geographical footprint. And, you know, we're just honored to have the opportunity to offer our services to Wisconsin farm families in crisis.
You can learn more about Farm Rescue by heading to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'll have more news right after this.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production,
so they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The 60th annual Falcon Frontier Days Rodeo is Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at the Outdoor Rodeo Arena at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Friday's performance begins at 7 p.m., while Saturday's performances are set for 1:30 and 7 p.m. Rodeo attendees will have the opportunity to view numerous events ranging from saddle bronc riding to calf roping, as well as barrel racing. The UW-River Falls Rodeo Club will compete in the event, along with other collegiate teams that are members of the Great Plains region of the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association. You can learn more about this, as well as find other agribusiness news stories on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning with a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 74. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 with rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Could be some heavy rain, too, with a half inch or more possible. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Ganio Clay Products in Green Bay salutes our first responders. They put their lives on the line for us. They're the backbone of our country and deserve our admiration. So thank them for everything they do for us. This from Ganio Clay Products in Green Bay, your brick, stone, and fireplace expert since 1914. Call 920-498-8549 or visit GanioClayProducts.com. That's G-A-G-N-O-N ClayProducts.com.
And now for the Pella Play-by-Play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules?
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 60 months with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ballgame. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday. Once again, 67 in Green Bay right now, 68 in Appleton, 71 in Oshkosh. Today is Otter Day. When I took my granddaughters up to the DeYoung Family Zoo in Wallace, Michigan,
yeah,
they've got a special thing you can do. It's something with the critters.
Like feed them, you mean?
Well, you go right in. They got these baby otters, and you go right into this room, and you get to play with the baby otters.
Otters are cool.
They are very cool. Yeah. I like them.
Yeah.
We had a where I used to go fishing, there was an otter slide. And sometimes you'd be fishing and you'd see them. They'd go down their slide. It's like little kids on a slide at
the
park.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It was the coolest thing.
Very playful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flip-flop day.
Is that politician day?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. Which way are you going on this one, Senator? Well, yeah, I'm going to talk to my constituents. I'm gonna get the pulse. No,
Todd, that's flip-flops, right?
Like, see what kind of envelopes I find under my newspaper on my desk.
I think they're talking about the stuff you wear in your feet.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I didn't know if that was dedicated.
When I'm so old, they used to be called shower sandals. Remember that?
Weren't they called like tongs? Not thongs.
Oh, yeah, tongs too. Yeah.
That was what they were called.
But I remember I went to a football camp one time and it said the things you had to take, shower sandals.
Yeah.
And then
I remember those camps.
You know what, though? And then they said, you know, for the parents, you know, we know it's going to be hot and everything. We just want you to know we will have water and salt tablets for your kids.
Thanks.
Salt tablets. For like 13-year-old kids.
Was that football camp you went to? Oh, we went to music camp. We didn't have
same thing, right?
We didn't have salts there.
Although I will say this, like I told you that.
But we did.
I can name three separate occasions where I had somebody at an event I was at with a high school marching band where somebody passed out in their big uniforms.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Those are cool, though. I mean, you meet a lot of friends.
I know, but why the other night when it was super hot at the game we did, kids were in Hawaiian shirts and shorts, and that's the new...
Well, it's expensive, though. You got to raise money. You football guys, everybody gives, you know, throw money at it, but bands sometimes it's a little harder, you know? But it is. They need summer uniforms in winter, no doubt.
I'm different. Like, I'm the guy on the sideline watching the parade go by. Screaming, you're out of line, you know, and where's your uniforms? Like, gang, get out there and sweat like the rest of us.
I agree. It has gotten a little casual. Yep.
I want to see left foot on one,
but
right foot on two. I mean, I want to see it look good. I want those lines straight.
I agree with the line straight, but look at Notre Dame's uniforms. Those capes, those are heavy. And plus, it's all dark clothes and then the green. And
I'm going to be right in the middle here in this one because – I've been there where kids have passed out, but I'm also with Todd. It is so much more. It is cool I found this thing. There's this new, or not new. I don't think it's new.
Flip flop day. Okay,
but there's a Facebook page called Born in Nagani.
Okay,
Born in Nagani. And what was that?
Facebook like Bruce Springsteen. What do you mean? There's a Facebook Born in Nagani. Why? Why would? What? I don't. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Born in Nagani is a Facebook page.
I love it. Growing up in Oshkosh is a Facebook page.
Absolutely. Really? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm not on that. But okay. Well, all right.
Did you see the one Proud Roncalli alums?
No.
Because there isn't one.
I got to give you a text that came across on Facebook.
I'm starting.
Michael said Jim could wrap himself in linens while wearing his shower sandals.
Somebody
mentioned linens, Michael mentioned linens yesterday during the show. I almost choked.
I know. And what were you saying that Jim's got a linens fetish, which is
exactly.
That was a little weird. But that lady from, I just want to say I was telling Donna last night, Beth, that
Ruby's.
Was that her from Ruby's? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, yeah. It's a great company. So, yeah. Anyway, so Born in Nagani.
Okay. So, anyway, they did a thing from the centennial in 1965. Found all this old film. Okay. And for the centennial parade and everything. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is there was a group called the Blue Notes, the Ishpeming Blue Notes. It was a drum and bugle corps. Oh, yeah. Do they even have drum and bugle corps anymore?
Some places, yeah.
Okay.
Some of them are really good.
And what I'm saying I'm watching that, and it's like, oh my gosh, what you guys are saying about in-step, perfect uniforms.
Boom.
This is from 1965, and the camera is set up high where you're coming right to them. And I remember, and that the director, I mean, it was
That's awesome.
It was like
snap.
It had a snap to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Is that impressive watching that?
I love the peer pressure in band when somebody would get out of line and somebody next to him, like a senior or a junior.
Really?
Oh, I love that.
But think about that. That's harder than you might think.
The precision. Because
you got to play an instrument, too.
Absolutely.
Now, granted, you have the music, but...
Well, half the time, the rest of you instruments were doing nothing while the drummers are doing the cadence while you guys are just, you know, we're always working in the percussion section. Drums.
Oh, that's the best.
I would love to
do that. Marching band, there's nothing better.
Yeah. But you got to see
the xylophone guys. There's some drum lines are they're very very popular. East has their own drum line. It's really really good. And so does
I'd love to get them in here one morning.
Or that'd be great. UWGB has a pretty good drum line too. When we went to the basketball game, they come out and perform.
Well, those I like the ones really even at Lambeau.
Well, those guys are really good.
I think that's cool.
Oh yeah,
I like that.
And they can get a crowd around there. And yeah, that's.
I'll tell you what though, I got to be honest with you. There's a couple of times yesterday at our house where we did the show. And the Packer tailgate band, I mean, they were, I got goosebumps sometimes with some of those
songs. Oh,
they're so good.
Those guys are the best.
And great guys, too.
Just good the
guys.
Greatest.
Not a jerk in that group.
No,
you know?
They love it.
Yeah.
And yeah, those guys are good guys. And that's also, you know, talk of the town, too.
So they play. I still get a kick out of, though. Todd's giving them like a rap, and they were taking us like, play louder.
Kevin finally said, give me a cutthroat when you want me to be done.
They're like oblivious.
I'm going
to
try that
cues.
With you guys pretty soon.
Yeah, they are really, and they got such a variety. Now that's all Packer and the fight songs and, you know.
I love when they do the old Packer kickoff song.
Right.
Yeah.
In my front lawn. When I was a kid, I would throw the ball to myself and be like I was Travis Williams returning it.
Throw it up.
While I'm running, I'd have the fight song in my life. And you know what?
And
I'm not the only kid that did that.
No.
I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah.
That song still gives me goosebumps.
That band is so good. And they also, with Talk of the Town, and I'm sure you've heard them perform before, but so we're having that big thing November 19th, the bye week of the Packer season at the Northland Hotel celebrating their 100th anniversary. So I called Kevin. And I'm like, hey, look, you know, because they play Sing, Sing, Sing. They have great, great, you know, 20s, 30s music, but they're already booked. And I even talked to him yesterday. I said, can you get out of that thing?
I'm booked. I was talking with the banjo guy who's such a great guy.
Oh, he's awesome.
Talking about all the different states different things. They got so many gigs, it's mind-boggling.
What did Kevin say? I forgot how many they did this summer. Like, I think 5 days a week? That is unbelievable to play that much. But they love it, and they're really, really good. And they, like you said, Todd, they all get along.
Somebody even put a thing on, I think that band looks like it's a party just on its own.
Yep.
And it's true.
That they takes do. Everything we do when they're with us just up
that makes
notches.
The whole thing, yeah.
And when they played at the... City band concert, whatever, 3 or 4 Wednesdays ago. Then I had them over at my house after, you know, for that like hot dog party.
Bar.
And they
hot dog bar.
They stayed. I have to work.
Why do
and
I have
Kevin,
a feeling?
And Kevin said, "Look, Jim's gonna get to bed, you know." But they they're fun. They're fun to talk to as much as listen
absolutely
to.
So just great guys.
Yeah,
was super. But I have another thing that I like. Have you ever watched, what was the movie? Drumline, I think, was the name of the movie, where you have the historically black colleges, you know, that's HBC. When they have their big band concerts, where it's a competition, that's amazing. The athleticism of these people and the synchronicity, or whatever the term is, is mind-boggling. I love watching them.
Those bands are really, really good. And if you go to
Southern University.
Well,
is that Louisiana, Todd?
That was in the movie. Yep.
Okay, that's what's in the movie.
Yep.
Okay.
But if you go to the presidential inauguration and they have the parade and they invite these bands, those bands,
I'll
and everybody's showing off to be better than the next. And they, you got to sit where they do more of their performances. But it's just, there's those kids, man, they're unbelievably talented. I mean, we are just pretty much. Marched in a
but how line, even but, like you go to a Badger game or something.
Oh, those
and
guys are
the different formations.
Oh, yeah.
How do you learn all those things and in step? And like Ohio State, where you see where they hold do the whole Ohio as it's going.
Yeah,
and then one person comes out and dots the I.
Yeah,
you're
on a football field too, though. You know, so you do that. You're not cheating, but at least there's lines.
Yeah, Jim, did they? I mean, they would literally lay out the formations on pages, and it'd be pinwheel curve. It's, you know, step two, whatever it was.
How much practice does it take?
Oh, like my gosh, all summer just to get ready for football season.
Somebody like me would just follow the guy in front of me.
I was not the front guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
If he goes the wrong way, they're all going the wrong way. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I actually like I tell people, I said my favorite sport, people always say, what's your favorite sports thing in the world? Mine is Friday night at a high school stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know what? Even one of the things, because when they walk and they just do the, as they're marching up to the stadium type thing, I think that's cool.
The cadence that the drummers have to play.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Every school has their own kind of cadence. Okay.
And sometimes I would like that when the band director would really give you guys like a really cool, cool cadence. There's different ones, right? Yep. And some of them are like, you know, just a lot of rim
shots.
We had
a really cool one.
Yeah.
How about those band guys? Or it's not the, what would it be, the main guy that
major,
they run up?
Major?
Like, well, you ever, Notre Dame football. Yeah. The Notre Dame football games. You got to see that guy is 45 degree angle with a real cocky, and it was in a great way.
Totally.
But it's amazing how he runs out at that position.
And there's really, and that's great, but that Madison, I mean, how competitive it is to be a drum major there.
I believe
that's unbelievable what they do. So, yeah, it's very, very cool.
No,
and it's
all
a lot,
respect.
And those kids have a lot of fun too. I mean, like the team has a lot of fun, but band is a lot of fun too.
Oh, no question. Got a text here, Jim. You should reach out to high school jazz bands to see if they would play for the Northland.
You know, thank you for that text, but I've already reached out to the UWGB jazz band and I booked them. So they're the ones who are going to play at the Northland. And they too, high school bands are great, but actually the guy called me heard about this thing, and that's a good band, the UWGB jazz band. So they're going to play all that 20s.
You know what was cool? Because it's fun, you know, obviously watch the Badger Band at Lambeau or Camp Randall or whatever. I thought it was really cool. I'm going back, 20 years now? For the 100th anniversary of the Green Bay East, Green Bay West game.
Mm-hmm.
And they had not the entire band, but they had probably 50 people.
Right.
I thought that was cool, seeing the Badger Band right here at East Stadium.
Yep, honoring the two teams. Yeah, that was very cool.
I thought that was super cool. And I love it when they play Roll at the Barrel and the band members all dance together, do that stuff.
They
bring a certain something.
And that's why not that the NFL would do anything for financially, but they want people to stay so that fifth quarter, nobody leaves.
Nobody leaves.
I mean, maybe a couple hundred people, but
everybody
stays for that fifth quarter, which
nobody
is
leaves.
Like the best.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I remember, I forget which Packer game it was, but it was when the Packers were finally getting good under Holmgren, and they won a big game, and just by chance, the band, you know, it was the fifth quarter.
Yeah.
I forget which game it was. Maybe, I don't know, I'm never going to say there were so many big games back then. There was such an electricity in that stadium.
You can bring it.
Because people were still high from the wind, like the last second wind.
And then you top it off
and
with
then
these
them. Yeah. I've never experienced energy like that in a football stadium, at a sporting event in my life.
Well, that was, I think I've been to a couple of those games, but when they came for that LSU game.
Yeah. Even yesterday somebody mentioned that, right?
Right. We're talking about how great Lambeau, and they're like, well,
a college atmosphere.
They're like, the best experience I had at Lambeau was, the Badgers and LSU. But those guys, and their conductor, he retired, but anyway, just nicest guy on the planet. And that was a whole lot of fun. And those kids just really enjoy band, and they have to try out. You know, that's not like, okay, sign up and I'm in. So it's a big deal.
Did you play in college, Todd, when you went to college?
Never went to college.
You didn't go to college?
I did not go to college. I was going to go for journalism, took a year off, and never went.
Where did you go? Did you go to Brown?
I didn't go.
Are you serious?
I got a job at a little radio station in Ripon, Wisconsin, playing music to the cows out in the cornfield, and that's where I got started.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's old school. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
But to be able to walk into a radio station, especially back then, and they give you a job?
Yeah,
wow.
Pretty talented.
Because everybody thought they could do radio. And when I was in high school, we probably about six kids that, wanted to get into radio like I did. I thought that was going to be my career. But it was hard, man. For those points, except for the real graveyard shifts, I guess, where you didn't say much. And Sunday morning.
I did a few of those.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Even though
you're a little bit older, Todd, that gap year thing, I couldn't get my arms around that because I think that can lead to income opportunities. And it's, people take a year off between high school and college, that gap year.
Yeah.
And are they going to go back?
I didn't.
I would say to the kids, I know you didn't. And that's what I'm saying. I say to my kids, look, just
when
go.
I worked at Iron Ore Mines.
This is awesome music.
And these kids
drumline.
Were getting these really sweet checks.
Right. And you're in there, right?
Yeah. This is awesome. Got a thing here. Imagine a drumline echoing off the streets by you guys in downtown. Six in the morning, shut down the streets. Well, yes, sir, a quick break. Len Nelson will be joining us soon. Back up this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Hit me!
This is awesome.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I think this should be our music thing for every Friday during football season.
All right. We'll do that.
A little drum line.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have...
You ever meet Patina Driver?
Oh, yeah.
She was Golden Girl for Alcorn A&M, I think is where he went. And Driver used to say, sometimes the coach would be talking about whatever, whatever. And he had his eye out on that. The Golden Girl. She was, we got to get him on and talk about that.
On that show I have on Sundays,
yeah.
Win Local, the first Sunday of the month, we dedicate to the NFL draft.
Oh, okay.
So I got to change the music for that time.
Absolutely.
Right now we have, you know, we have some good music. I use a lot of music from the series Suits. Did you watch? Did I ask you about that?
Yeah.
I've watched it.
Not, okay. Anyway, the music is good.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you like the show or not, the music is awesome.
I think you should get NFL Films music.
I don't want to get in any trouble for any of that stuff, you know? But, like, I would take, between one of the breaks, I would take the drum line. Oh, man, because that's.
Who could find that for you?
Yeah. You want to talk about Goosebumps? John Facenda. Just his voice. I only called a TV station twice in my life to complain about something. And I told you one time was when I was in college because I was so into Dallas, the show Dallas.
Mm, yeah.
Why?
Oh. And they kept promoing, you know, the season finale of Dallas. And they show this car explode and everything like that. So you're waiting for it. And then it's like. Barnaby Jones is on or something. It's like, wait, what? And I called and they said, that was like, that's going to be the first episode of next season.
Oh.
And it's like, what a bait and switch that was. Yeah. But then another one up at Marquette on Sunday afternoons, they'd always advertise NFL Films. And I would wait all weekend and sit and there'd be outdoor fishing in the Great Lakes type. And it's like, you know, they'd haphazardly play it. That's one thing that inspired me to become a sports guy is NFL Films.
Oh, yeah.
I love the editing, the video. Yeah. The one, could you try to look this one up, Todd?
Sure.
Real quick. The Oakland Raiders. The invaders from the sea.
That was fun talking about them yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah.
They had some crazy owners. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was what they put together back then. No one has been able to do a better job of capturing the NFL and the essence of the NFL. More, I mean, even like the frozen tundra.
Is that the John Madden era? What was that era?
Yeah. But you got to hear the one thing about the Raiders. It's so incredible.
Is it called the Autumn Wind?
Yes. Just hear. Can we play a little bit?
Yeah. It'll take a couple seconds.
30 seconds. Yeah. Just listen. Well,
and then we got to have a happy birthday this morning.
Oh, yeah. Was that
swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash. With a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold.
Wow.
The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
He had it, the cadence with the, you know.
Phenomenal. Great. Isn't that great? That was probably from 1970-ish?
Yeah.
74.
74, okay. Nothing's been done better.
Yeah.
All the technology, all the unbelievably talented, you know, people, editors or whatever, nothing has been done better than John Facenda in 1974 with that old film.
Yeah. That gets you going.
Yeah.
That's great.
Exactly.
That talk about the capturing a moment. I think some of the music, these drum lines that we're talking about, and you know, these, they kind of lost a little of that, right? The Bears used to be big. They had their old Bears band.
Oh, yeah.
The Packers used to have their own band, and that stuff's kind of gone away. So it's kind of cool to harken back to.
Absolutely.
Like 60s.
No, totally agree.
70s.
You know, just because things have changed doesn't mean they've changed for the better.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I would still love to have a Packer band, the whole thing out in that corner.
Right.
Playing during the timeout.
What would be wrong with that, right?
I don't know. I know he said about when they changed the stadium, they couldn't do it anymore.
You find a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing is, I don't think it was a financial thing for, I don't think Kevin's band charged much,
I don't think they charged anything.
He really, really enjoyed it. It's like a PR thing. So I don't know what happened, but you know, the Bears had a band too. Ben Narden was the director. It was called Ben's Bears, in front of my dad's. And they had their band in the end zone.
The Baltimore Colts. There was actually a movie made, or not a movie, like a 30-30 or something, about the old Baltimore Colts band. And they were like one of the first ones with the cheerleaders and they're marching out. And that was such a big thing. And the band, even after the Colts left, the band stayed together
because they were so.
The band played on. That might have been the name of the thing. Because the band stayed together because they were so popular, even though the Colts left town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's. Music's great. Football, it's all good. And you're right. I mean, things have changed. And have they changed for the better? I mean, the game's obviously, I think the game's better. But, yeah.
Tell me you can find anybody right now with a voice better than John Facenda.
Right. No.
Or writing like that and incorporating the video.
Steve Sable. He was the one who wrote it.
Yeah. I actually did a story with him one time. That was kind of funny. When they were looking for a new John Facenda. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I did this story. Right, you know who was the best one who like actually could have done it? Remember Lee Remmel?
Yeah.
The old Packers PR?
Yeah.
Legendary Curly Lambeau. And he was great, okay? So I had Steve Sable doing this thing, and then I read something. He goes, whoa, wait, who's that guy? Who's that guy? That's the guy we want. Are you kidding me? What will it take to get this guy? Yeah.
Is that a true story?
Oh, yeah, I'll try to find it. I did it for one of my TV shows. I used to do a Mino feature every week,
yeah,
and that was the feature. And that was, obviously it was a joke.
You know, it was a joke. Gotcha.
That was the punchline.
Okay, I was going to say.
Steve, we don't have anybody else left. You know, we've went through all the major, I had like TV guys, you know, doing it.
All right.
You know, let me just give it a shot. Oh my gosh, we found him. What's it going to take?
That was just, yeah.
Back up the trucks.
Okay.
Pay him whatever he wants. No, that was the punchline of the story.
Okay, I got it. That's funny.
I thought you were trying to tell me that he really wanted you.
Yeah, no. Also, today is Senior Health and Fitness Day.
That's right up your alley. Well, yeah. There's the ADRC. There's so many, even with the health and fitness, the lady that came in from UWGB, that lifelong learning, the ADRC, the Y, there's a lot of programs for that. So that's good that we honor that. There's a lot of good things. Oh, you got to sing.
Yeah, we got a minute and 30 seconds.
Oh, all right. Who's this to?
Sheila.
Sheila. Happy birthday, Sheila.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sheila. Happy birthday to you.
That was interesting.
That was good work, Fort.
Thank you very much, Sheila. Happy birthday, Sheila.
All right.
Back. I met her sister last week.
That's right, Sarah.
At the book signing.
All right.
Yeah.
This is, very happy
birthday.
Awesome. They're super nice people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love them.
Len Nelson will be joining us next to talk about a big fundraiser for Rick McNeil. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. Coming up on the show, Esther Flonays is our guest, and also Dr. Laura Hanks with another edition of Public Service Announcement. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.